Hey, four above zero, Jason Cairns. How about that as we start First Thoughts this morning, huh?
It seems like that's the first time you've checked in above zero in a while.
I know it.
Glad to hear that.
Yes, exactly. So, me too. All right, well, we'll remember a couple of people whose death was acknowledged in the last day or so before we get to our A Path to Wholeness, the Lenten Companion that you kind of are going to be summing up for us during this Lenten season. Let's start off with Rush Limbaugh, dead at the age of 70 after a battle with lung cancer. The king of talk radio, you know?
Yep. Yeah, you know, and I think you and I have talked some in the past, maybe off the air, just that his influence on talk radio was pretty profound.
Yeah.
You know, and I think everyone would agree, regardless of perspective, that he was a bit of a lightning rod, you know, and certainly had a lot of influence on a lot of people. And, you know, I was pondering this yesterday and this morning, and regardless of what people think about him, death is a hard thing, you know, and
That's where I thought many on the left yesterday completely embarrassed themselves when they were seemingly celebrating his death. That was classless.
I agree. And again, I think if there's things where there's disagreement, and I think some of those are appropriate disagreements, but to celebrate death, that's not what I think what we're called to be.
No, I mean, if somebody a profound on the left passes, I mean, and to whatever degree that would happen on the right, that similarly would be classless. And it's embarrassing for a person who does that.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyhow, I would just say I got to produce and host my own talk show for 24 years. It's one of the great privileges of my life. It was here on WIB and for about 6 years on WOGO. And, I mean, Rush Limbaugh just changed the industry. He's credited rightly with saving talk radio. His TV show didn't really last. And he had many ventures that didn't. Here's a guy who lost a job four times in radio. And he would tell you, I decided to try radio one more time from Sacramento to New York, the national stage. And it worked. And I'll tell you one thing. I didn't hear a lot of people comment, but I think about the Republicans retaking the House in 94. Newt Gingrich was brilliant with the contract with America. But, I mean, Rush Limbaugh was brought in by that freshman group. I mean, I don't know. It was like 70 different freshmen coming in. And so that kind of spoke to the influence. So Carmen passing at the age of 65. This is a guy I know I got to see in concert. The one that I remember, it was in La Crosse. I may have seen him more than that. I know he was in Eau Claire. But the idea of holding free events and then relying on the free will offering, and from me to my wife is 10 and a half years younger. She was impacted. I mean, he had a big influence.
He did. I don't think I ever really got into Carmen a whole lot, but I do remember some of the videos and so forth, the big theatrics and whatnot that he would do.
Right.
And I think that had an influence as well.
Yeah, he was very creative. He did everything about, you know, he would take soap operas and have like a fun song, but turn it into some kind of a Christian song.
Right.
And Champion and many other, and Satan Bite the Dust was a fun one.
Yep.
And This Blood. So, all right, well, it is Lent, and you're taking us through a path to wholeness. So sum it up for us this morning.
Yeah, so we'll try and go through this quickly. So today's meditation is called Sinning Business. And the author, Russell Levinson, begins just by saying, I'm a sinner. It's out. Now you know. And he walks through this idea that, you know, every person is a sinner. Romans 3:22-23, you know, we've all sinned and fall short of God's glory. And so as he's walking through this, he's talking about what is appropriate love of self versus inappropriate love of self. And he says, you know, Jesus tells us to deny ourselves, but we're also told we are to love ourselves. And how do we make sense of that contrast between those two things?
That's a great question. Yeah, right.
It is. Yeah, and it's something I think you and I have maybe talked about, and it's certainly something I've thought about, is it's denying old self and living into our new self. He says we must work on giving the self over to God and Christ more and more. Christians believe that is the only path to wholeness. And that, you know, we're called to really resonate or find what is that true self, that self that is in God, in Christ. And then from that point, live out of the life God has called us to. And I think that those are really good questions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, hey, we appreciate this. If people ever miss this segment, make sure to check our Wib Wake Up Show podcast, because you and I bat leadoff almost every day with this. So thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. All right. Our buddy Jason Kanz, check out his website, jasoncanz.com. Follow him on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. A great follow.
Also, a brief note, because, Halva, you were saying off the air, it kind of feels like Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, we haven't quite unwrapped the presents yet, so we're not sure if it's for us or for our brother. But J.J. Watt's team, his team of choice, has been narrowed down to two, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Baltimore Ravens reportedly have been eliminated. The reports say that J.J. Watt says it'll either be Pittsburgh or Green Bay.
And
so you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, well, more than a chance. And I saw a list of his three categories. It starts with quarterback. Pittsburgh, with some comments from management yesterday, very unclear about Ben Roethlisberger. So you'd have to defer to Aaron Rodgers. Plus, he tweeted, all gas, no break. Doesn't that call to mind Matt LaFleur?
Come home, JJ.
Yeah.
Come home, JJ.
There you go.
We have Culver's and Quick Trip. Come on home.
That'd be great. Well, the tributes continue to pour in for 70-year-old Rush Limbaugh, who left us yesterday after a battle with lung cancer. Of course, received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from at the State of the Union address from President Trump last year. The one thing I want to reflect on, I mean, certainly he was the king of talk radio. And as a guy who had the privilege and the opportunity to produce and host a talk show during that era from 92 to 2016, you couldn't help but look to Rush. So one of the things I related to and I appreciated, Caleb, he talked about show prep. He said show prep is like, you know, gathering all you can, printing out the articles, and then bringing them together, you know, basically. And when you go on the air and you've got your stack, and you'd have your stack and you kind of work through the items. And so.
And that's the thing. I mean, having the force and weight of personality to be able to carry a show solo. And yeah, there's occasional guests and callers and things. But to be able to carry a show solo for not an hour, but hours on end. I mean, you know how difficult that is from front page. I've never done that myself. Don't think that I could.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short. I think the thing is that, you know, having an interest. But yeah, the unique thing, like Rush's was not an interview. I mean, there'd be people. He did the famous interview with President Trump, actually, right before the election. They did, what, a couple of hours, 2-3 hours. But by and large, it was few and far between the interviews. It was mostly Rush, overwhelmingly Rush, and then maybe some callers, occasional interviews. But, yeah, to inform and entertain. And the Fairness Doctrine was let go in 87, 88, and then that allowed you didn't have to have equal time. And so he's rightly credited with saving the FM dial and maybe the AM dial, I should say, and then maybe later the FM. But I think it just calls to mind for me the privilege of working in radio.
Yeah.
He loved radio, and you make that deep personal connection with people.
And that's the thing. I mean, there are those who loved Rush and those who hated Rush, but he polarized people. He didn't. And that's one of those things about radio is it doesn't let you be passive. And that's what, you know, we love about so many of you who tune in here all throughout the day is when we say WWIB, we are family. That's what it feels like. From us to you and from you back to us, too. And that's why we love this medium, why we love radio, because it allows us to connect in ways that you just can't in other forms.
I mean, we both majored in our respective colleges, you at Cedarville, me at UW-Eau Claire, in terms of in this broadcast journalism area. And certainly TV is a possibility. But, I mean, radio, it's the more intimate medium. You get to go way deeper with people.
Yeah, you know? Again, I mean, so many of you say, hey, and it honors us and humbles us that you say you guys are part of my my life every single day. I don't deserve that honor to be part of your life every day, but I'm so thankful that you allow me to be in your homes or in your cars. And in my small way, I hope that God can use me as a channel for blessing.
From Spooner to La Crosse, from Hudson to Wausau, what a privilege. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Going to space can seem impossible, so why not Mission Impossible this morning?
Well, today is the day that the Perseverance rover is scheduled to land on Mars. Apparently, NASA's goal is actually to put humans on Mars in the next 2 years. I think Elon Musk has had some things to say about that as well, too. But we were actually going back a little bit in history and thinking about space exploration. And Captain Buzz Aldrin, of course, you know him from the moon landing. And just reading some of his history and how he asked everybody back home to pause and reflect a little bit on the majesty of what they were experiencing.
Roger, this is the LEM pilot. I'd like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever, wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way. Over.
And then after that, he silently read from John 15:5, which he penned on a 3x5-inch note card. As Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me.
And there's the two schools of thought, of course, because some people think, oh, well, if we go further into space, we're going to find life and proof that everything just came to be. But I would be in the camp, as Captain Aldrin was, that the more we explore, the more we see the finger of God, the more we see the hand of this creator who spoke this into existence, this incredible cosmos that we are privileged to enjoy, these galaxies, these stars that we may never reach, but that we're able to see the beauty of them. They shout the glory of God. And I love that we get to see just a little bit more of that as this Perseverance rover is scheduled to land today.
Absolutely. It's amazing. I mean, it seems like Mars is the new moon, right, in terms of what we've seen in the past. All right. Well, exciting action on WOGO Sports. So WOGO.com, FM 103.1 last night. Greg Stewart here after Chippewa Falls Menominee prevailing over Central Wisconsin in girls hockey, the state semifinal, Greg.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it was a great game. Went into overtime. CFM beat The Central Wisconsin Storm 4-3 in overtime, a goal there by Emmeline Stevenson. And so we advance. The Chippewa co-op team advances to state Saturday afternoon.
And that was quite the trip for you. You were over in our 94.3 FM listening area
over
in the Wausau area.
Heard us over there.
Yeah.
And it was a great game, back and forth. We scored first. We never trailed in the game. But they kept tying it up, and eventually we got the championship goal, the winning goal.
Well, we've got the call here coming up.
Okay.
We played it this morning a couple of times, but we'll get to that in a moment. But, how late in regulation did Central Wisconsin tie it to force the overtime?
Oh, let's see. Third period, about midway through the third period, they tied it up, and they would not go away. I mean, it was their home rake. It was an Olympic-size ice sheet. And they knew how to play it. Our girls had to kind of learn how to play the Olympic sheet, the big sheet ice there. And they prevailed. They were a gritty team. We had the player of the year in Sid Polzine, the coach of the year in Tony Menard this year. Several other players are all state. And so this is a quality team. We'll play USM on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and again, three of the four teams at state were from our WIB listening area. Of course, Central Wisconsin Storm in the Wausau and Marshfield area, and then we had the Eau Claire area Stars, who unfortunately fell to University School 1-0 yesterday. But then Chippewa Falls McDonald Menominee co-oping for this Sabres team. So very exciting times for our WIB listening area.
You bet. So we'll have the game Saturday from Rapids. They're going to play the state title games in Rapids this year.
All right, and the thing about hockey postseason, I mean, when it's, you know, sudden death, it's over, right?
Yep,
I mean, it's
that's
just,
it.
There's the goal, and so this
big
is what it sounded like on WOGO Sports.
2:19 left to go here in the overtime period. 49 left to go.
Nice play.
On the power play, tapped ahead, bang, bang, and here comes Emmeline Stevenson. Worked off to the left.
Oh, Emmeline scored! Emmeline roofed it past Chloe Lefty, and the Sabres are going to the championship game. Emmeline Stevenson with the OT goal, and the Sabres win it 4-3.
Pretty exciting.
I was leaning over listening to my phone, but my head was underneath a cupboard, so I was trying not to jump when that happened, too, so I wouldn't wag it.
Spoken like the sales manager.
Yeah.
No, I know you're a fan, too.
Hey, Adam Erickson said on our WOGO Facebook page, your niece Beth
know,
said,
Adam.
Great game, great broadcasting. Adam said, Greg is the best, hands down, not even close.
Oh,
you
man.
Can't debate it. He's had the same excitement and passion for the 25-plus years I've been listening to Chippewa Falls hockey. He says, I'm sure it goes back further than that. So, late night for you last night, a lot of excitement. So, man, you wear a lot of hats around here, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. 35 years of doing play-by-play for Chi High hockey and the girls' team, too. So,
what do we know about University School Milwaukee?
I don't know much. I'm going to learn a lot here in the next 48 hours. But my broadcast partner, Michaela Hogan, did see their game They kind of pack it in. Not a big offensive team. They play defense, goaltending, that kind of thing. So we are probably going to see limited shots. It won't be wide open.
They won 1-0 over the Eau Claire team. So,
yeah. Shots were way down, I think under 20 for both teams. I think one team had 15 or 18 shots, which is pretty low for a high school hockey game.
And the Chippewa girls had made it to the state title before but didn't win it all, right?
Yeah, 07 and 08. Now, that was strictly a Chi-High team. This is a co-op team, CFM. So you got Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Falls, McDonald, and Menominee Co-op. So for that version of the team, the new Sabres name, this is the first trip
Very good. Very to the championship. For the community.
All right, thank you, Greg.
You bet.
Get some rest.
Okay.
And WOGO Sports continuing tonight. Caleb, you're in action up in Minox.
Yeah, Northwoods High School, and already appreciate the Evergreen's hospitality there, and looking forward to bringing that game back to everyone here in the Chippewa Falls area, but also anyone who wants to tune in up north as well. We'll be at 103.1 FM and live stream if you can't get it over the air, WOGO.com and Max TV.